Anyway, thanks for taking me out. I wish you'd asked me out years ago. I had such a nice time with you tonight. I wanted to try that restaurant earlier, actually, but it feels weird going out alone, you know? And thank you so much for walking me home in this cold. I didn't realize how long we were there. This neighborhood it's not the best. So I gotta get around to moving at some point, but at least it's cheap. So would you wanna come up for a bit? I'd hate to turn you loose in all the snow without at least a hot cup of tea. So this is it, I suppose. I hope you don't mind the little mess. Jesus, I can't just keep leaving stuff out like that. I hope you're not too weirded out or anything. Wait, you didn't see it? You expect me to show you? Now that I've dodged that bullet, no chance in hell. I'm not that stupid. No, absolutely not. Now, what do you prefer for tea? I've got chai, Earl Grey, and apple cinnamon. Any requests? You are easy, aren't you? Oh, look at you blush. I'm just teasing. I don't think you're a man whore or anything. I mean, this is our third date and you still haven't tried anything. I'd take it personally if you weren't obviously pretty shy. Well, if you can get a little bolder, maybe I'll show you what I'm hiding behind my back. Here you go. Drink up. Ooh, it's so cold outside. Oh, your little nose is all red. Your cheeks are pretty red too. But I'm not so sure that's from the cold. How's mine? You're such a flatterer. I wasn't expecting that. No, don't apologize. I did tell you to get bold. But now you've kind of got me all started. So you'll have to take as good as you give me. You've got some soft lips. But we'll have to brush up on your technique a little. Wait, why wouldn't you be surprised at that? Most guys are pretty cocky about their moves. That was your first? Oh, honey, why didn't you say anything? I wouldn't have tried to make you started if I'd known. Although, I guess this explains why you didn't try kissing me goodnight on our first other dates. Well, I'm glad you liked it, but I wasn't serious about your technique. You're actually pretty good, especially if you haven't done this before. That was certainly bold of you, though. I guess I'll have to keep my word and show you what I have left out. Well, now you know what a perv I am. It's not like I was using it on anyone, though. I ordered it just a couple weeks ago, and I was trying it on. I hope you don't think I'm some sort of creep or anything. It's totally not a big deal. You're into it? Wait, are you fucking with me? I mean, I kind of figured you were a sub, but... Oh, hon, don't take that the wrong way. It's not like you look weak or anything. And you don't even have to be to like pegging, but it's definitely more popular with subs. You're just shy and blushy. And, well, that's how subs tend to be. Especially around someone who keeps passing them around. But don't sidetrack me. Are you actually interested in strap-on stuff? Like, you want to get pegged? I didn't mean right now, obviously. But like, god damn. I knew I liked you from Marie for a reason. Come here. I just want you to know, since you're so new at this, there's no pressure. We can just keep making out on my couch if you want. Or we can snuggle, or whatever you want to do. I don't want you to think that you have to give up your virginity to me just because it's convenient or because I want to fuck you silly. Okay. I'm actually kind of impressed you've managed to hang on this long. Most people tend to get rid of it by now. Are you serious? What's this "I'm too ugly for that" horseshit? First off, don't insult my taste like that. I wouldn't be playing tonsil hockey with you if I didn't think you were cute. I do not give out pity dates. Secondly, you're not ugly at all, so don't say you are. Thirdly, I'm gonna pound the fuck out of whoever made you believe that, so you better tell me who it is. No, I'm not mad at you. I'm just so mad that you think you're a virgin because no one likes the way you look. I guarantee that if you weren't so shy, you'd have noticed more than a couple of girls willing to fuck your brains out. I'm not just saying that. I swear to God, our waitress tonight was giving you the look. Oh, don't play dumb. You know the look. The "I want you in my mouth" look. Her body language could not have been less subtle either. Playing with her hair, licking her lips. There's no way you missed all that. She even touched your shoulder every time she came by the table. No one does that at work. No, trust me. I've been a waitress. There's easier ways to get tips than trying to seduce a customer. If I hadn't given her the evil eye, I bet she'd have left you her number on the bill. I think if you stopped wandering around inside your own head, you'd have been snapped up long before now, honey. I bet your biggest problem in high school wasn't the lack of interest. You were just too shy and introverted to notice, and the girls probably just assumed you weren't into them. Hell, I was throwing hints at you in every class we had together in university. Come on. You can't be that clueless. I was actually thinking of asking you out myself, but I kind of assumed you weren't into me. I had such a crush on you. I only took that stupid early modern literature class because you said you were taking it. You don't think I was reading Christopher Marlowe for fun, do you? You're kidding. You had a crush on me that whole time? Why did you wait? I would have jumped you in a heartbeat. I know you're shy, but come on. We could have had so much fun. I'm not just being nice. If you weren't cute, do you think I'd do this? Thank you. like it when I straddle you and grab your face like this, don't you? You didn't say anything. I can feel how much you liked it, pressing right into my thigh. You mind if I give it a little squeeze, honey? Even through your jeans, I can tell how warm and thick you are. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't fantasized about doing this in class with you. When you were slugging through that fucking play, I was getting all wet right next to you. Imagine grinding on your lap. You're so cute when you roll your hips into me like that. It makes me think you want to do more than make out on my couch. Oh, aren't you forward now? I'm guessing that's because your shy brain has lost some blood to this throbbing cock that I'm enjoying so much. But are you sure you want to go further with me? I know virginity is a dumb social construct, but it doesn't mean it's not important to you. Oh my, I'm having fun with your newfound honesty. Anything you'd like to try for a warm-up? Of course you can play with my boobs. God, you didn't even have to ask for that one. Anytime my tongue is in your mouth, you're more than welcome to get handy. Here, let me take my shirt off. What do you think, honey? This bra is a little too small at this point, but it does give me some wicked cleavage. I kind of wore it on purpose. It was pretty fun watching you try and not stare at it over at dinner. Here, let me take your hands and show you. That feels so good. Fuck it, I'm doing this bra. There we go. How do you feel about holding a girl's tits for the first time? Oh, bless you for saying so. But I can think of better use for those lips than talking. If you want to try. Oh my goodness. Yes. Right there, baby. So cute how gentle you're being. But I'm gonna need you to squeeze a little harder, okay? Yes. Like that. Your mouth is so warm and soft. I think you can suck my lipple forever, baby. You really know how to press my buttons. Are you sure you haven't done this before? If you're okay with it, there's something else I'd like to try now. I'm gonna get off of your lap now. Just for a minute, okay? You mind if I take your pants off? That's a good boy. Baby, look at your cock throbbing for me. That little spot of pre-cum leaking through your briefs is killing me. Let's see how my new toy feels. You like that, baby? Feeling my lips trace your bulge through your leaves. Feeling my tongue lap at your dripping head. You taste so good too. That wife just had the right idea. Good thing I got here first. I love how your cock twitches when I go right down on your shaft. It's so cute. And don't think I didn't notice you grinding your hips into me a little. Don't get ahead of yourself. I just can't hold back anymore. This is definitely going into my mouth. That almost slapped me in the face. Oh my god. I wasn't expecting it to be quite so spring-loaded in there. So tasty. Here, put your hand in the back of my hair. Don't get pushy though. You know I'll make you regret it. And tell me when you get close, okay? You're getting close? Do you want to come? In my mouth, baby. Or do you want to wait and come somewhere else? It's up to you. Good choice. I guess that means I have to stop sucking. Look at your little face. And that gasp when I stopped. Oh, honey. I'm going to ravish you if you keep teasing me with all that cuteness. What's that? Oh, you want to eat me out? You want to lick my soft, warm, soaked pussy? Clean up the mess you've made? What a good boy you are. If you want to just lean back on the couch a little, I'll come and straddle your face. Okay. Are you ready, honey? You've read up on this. Oh my. That's far too sweet and innocent. I guess this can be your test then. How well do you think you'll do? Don't worry. If you start failing, I'll give you some hints. You ready? That's a good start, baby. But here, don't forget your hands. Let me help. I could feel you breathing get faster. You put your hands on my tits. That feels good. Fuck, baby. And you're actually doing pretty well. Yeah. Just like that. Use your lips a little more. You might actually make me come. Okay, that's pretty good. Oh, hot. Oh. You can do that anytime you want to, baby. Jesus. I'm actually a little lightheaded right now. Next time we do this, I am definitely gonna have you start with that. Yes. I'm not just going to pump your ego. I'm not patient enough to get a bad head and not trying to approve it. Now, little boy, I think it's time to put that cock to good use. What do you think? I agree. I think you should come fill me up. But let's move to my bed. This couch is a little too narrow.
There we go. Now lie down, baby.
Do you want to use a condom? I never do this, but you don't have to if you don't want to. I'm on birth control, and I got tested after my last relationship, so... Yeah? Good. Your first time is going to feel amazing. I think I'm just as excited as you are. I've never actually done this. Lay back, baby. Before we stick it in, we should get your cock nice and wet. Your moans are too cute. I didn't think you'd be throbbing this much just from me rubbing my pussy along your shaft. But it definitely made me wetter. Plus, I can feel your cock pushing right against my clit, which helps too. Okay, I can't take it anymore. I'm gonna put it in. Are you ready, baby? You ready to watch your virginity disappear into my pussy? Oh my god. Oh, it's just the head too. It's so hot inside me. By the time I get the rest of you in, I'll have melted on your cock. Oh, fuck, baby. You're driving me wild. I've never imagined it feel this good without a condom. Getting to feel that heat and how soft your skin is. Oh, God. Are you close, baby? Do you want to come inside me? Do you want to flood my pussy with your cum? Baby, do it. Please. Please do it. Fill me up. Yes. I can feel it. Oh my god. Oh my god, I can feel it shooting inside me. Oh, it's so warm, baby. Oh, I love it. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come too. I'm gonna come all over your car. Fuck. Attention, but I came on you. That doesn't happen a lot. Do you mind if I keep you inside me just a little longer? I love how full I'm feeling. Thank you, honey. I'm glad you enjoyed it too. How was your first time? You're such a flatterer. Can I ask you something? I know it's maybe a little sudden, but we have known each other for a couple of years now, so will you be my boyfriend? You will?
Maybe.
You made me a very happy girl today. Although, if my alarm clock is right, I guess it's tomorrow already. Well, since you're here, you might as well stay the night. It's still cold outside, and you barely got a chance to drink your tea. Sorry about that, by the way. I'll make you some more tea for breakfast, okay? And we can start planning for what we can do with that strap on.